7 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We are here. We are the Saturday Morning Show, here for you for one more hour. And then it's Green Planet Monitor, and following that, Mud Puddle Radio at 9 here on CKWFM 95.9 on your FM dial. However, all shows archived. Listen when you like, where you like, how you like.
Yes.
My reference to you would be music on YouTube has worked for us now.
It's shows. YouTube Music.
Yes, just checking to see
not
if you were listening.
Not regular YouTube.
No.
Right.
Yep. At 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Weather coming up for you in just a minute. And somebody gave this to me one year when I was at CBC, and I think we might have played it once, but I've felt bad ever since. So every year we try and play a little something from Jethro Tull's Christmas album. This will get you out of bed.
Yes.
Thank you. Jethro Tull with Holly Harold from their CD, the Jethro Tull Christmas album at 7:05. Got your heart up, did it? Got your heart
yes.
racing. Have you been monitoring? Try this. Well, you have to do it four times in the morning and four times at night. Disregard the first one.
Yes.
Then average them all out for about 3 weeks, and you're going to go cross-eyed and take them back to the doctor. And he tries it on his machine. He says, I don't like your machine. Get another machine. You go, what? And do it all over again. No, we came out fine. Came out fine at 7:05.
Yep.
Have we done the weather?
We didn't get another machine, by the way. We borrowed one.
From a friend.
From a friend. Thank you, friend.
At our age, everybody has a friend who has a heart to want to try.
That's very true.
What about the
okay,
weather?
Well, if you're looking for the weather, you'll find it right here. It's now minus 14, so it's going up, up, up. Barometric pressure, 102.9 and falling. And I guess we should try and get a look outside if we can. It says light snow.
Oh-ho.
It's falling. Humidity, 77%. Wind coming from the southeast at 29. And that gives you a wind chill of minus 24. There will be periods of light snow. Wind coming from the south today at 30. And a high of minus 11. The wind chill, minus 26 this morning, but minus 19 this afternoon. Tonight, mainly cloudy, 30% chance of flurries, wind coming from the south at 20, and then light in the evening. And the temperature steady overnight near minus 11.
Just in?
Yes. What did you see?
I went outside the door.
Yes, our door.
And it was too dark to see.
Yeah, I know. It's usually too dark.
No, too dark.
Yeah.
I thought, well, this is the shortest day of the year, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh,
well,
no wonder.
It is the shortest day of
okay.
the year.
I'm going back out at 8 a.m.
Well, the sun comes up at 8:24.
Oh, well, that's not good then.
But if you go out, say, 5 to 8,
yes.
which would be more useful while the show is still on,
right?
And check then, it might be light enough to see.
Okay.
Yes.
What was your favorite toy that you received for Christmas?
The only toy that I really remember was a Betsy Wetsy. She came with a little tiny bottle that you put water in.
Yes.
And she had a little hole on her buttock at the side of her buttock that leaked water out.
I don't know.
And she
know.
Was Betsy Wetsy.
I got that. I remembered, but...
What was your favorite?
No, just that, and then yes. you realize children are somewhat confused about human anatomy.
Well,
can
even,
that be good? That can't be good.
I don't think I was confused at all. I looked at it and went, oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, even I knew.
Thanks.
It was silly.
Thanks.
Yep. Yes, and you? Favorite toy?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Something that was marvelous, I would think.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, one Christmas morning I received a marvelous little toy. A wonder to behold it was, with many colors bright, and the moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. First time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise. For right on its bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one and then the other, and then I twisted its lid. And when I set it down again, this is what it did. It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. It first marched left and then marched right and then marched under a chair. And when I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. I started to cry and my daddy laughed, for he knew that I would find, when I turned around, my marvelous toy chugging from behind. It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped and when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. Have gone by too quickly, it seems. I have my own little boy, and yesterday I gave to him my marvelous little toy. His eyes nearly popped right out of his head. He gave a squeal of glee. Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me. It still goes zip when it moves, and bop when it stops, whirr when it stands still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. Oh, I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Tom Paxton wrote it. Tom Paxton sings it from a cassette for you there. Child's Christmas, marvelous toy. And I guess what comes to mind is we had a hockey game. Fortunately, when you're a child, you don't realize how small
Jim
it is.
Jim had a hockey game. Yeah.
Because when you get to be an adult, you can't. Well, exactly. But this was like in the shape of clothespins. You know, the wooden thing and a little bent, so not quite a triangle. And so it was a flipper, in other words.
Yes.
Yep.
And you operated it with
absolutely.
The little...
Yes, with enthusiasm. And as my father would say, we were glad to have it.
Yeah.
He often said that, my father.
Yeah.
We were glad to have it, yes.
I think my brother had little metal players, and there was the blue team and the red team, probably the Leafs and the Canadians, I would think.
You can't make me wear that sweater, if you remember your...
Yes.
Yes. Speaking of children, and I'm looking at Winnipeg Public Library listing, you can too. Go online, look up their program listings, and I see coming up Creation Station. Now, you have to do this in person. Cool. Is it a monster, robot, animal, or your new best friend? That's what happens, I guess, if you go to a dating app. But boys and girls, is it a monster, robot, animal, or your new best friend? Listen to stories, play silly games, and then you decide by making your own mixed-up creation. It's for ages 6 to 8, it's for 60 minutes. When? Thursday, January the 2nd, 10:30 till 11:30, in the meeting room at the Louis Riel Library. It's for audience. You have to register. But the reason I'm mentioning it to you, because there are 19 seats left. Now, not all of these are, you know, you have to register, but that one is, because I've got something here for you, too. The exhibit, Winnipeg 150. Traveling display tells the story of 150-plus years of Winnipeg's history through archival images. So it can be viewed during Pembina Trail Library's open hours from January the 3rd till February the 28th. It's traveling, don't you know, eh? Pembina Trail Library, then, from January 3rd to February 28th, Winnipeg 150. 7:13, I'm just thinking, there's a piece in the paper, only a week or two back, about a little girl who saved a studio. And I was thinking, well, Deanna Durbin did that.
Deanna Durbin
but
saved
apparently,
who did
so
she save,
did.
MGM?
No, wasn't MGM. But,
okay,
but
in
also,
any case.
Who did that was apparently Shirley Temple.
Oh, right.
And so, of course, from the big box of The Sound of Movies, my, she made a lot of movies. I was thinking of playing her with Bill Bojangles Robinson. Stuff to play tap dance, of course, on the radio. But no, here she is with something suitable from the movie Stowaway.
Make my mommy's life a song. Keep my daddy safe and strong. Let me have them all year long. That's what I want for Christmas. Let my dolls be made of rags. Firemen have a paper bag. Just write love on the greeting tag. That's what I want for Christmas. It's a happy holiday. Every heart is light and gay. For Santa Claus, you're kind, I'm sure. To young and old, or rich and poor. Won't you please, for goodness sake, do away with tummy aches? Give out lots of lucky breaks. That's what I want for Christmas. Yes, that's just what I want for Christmas. I don't want electric trains, $20 aeroplanes. We are friends from eight and ten. That's what I want for Christmas. I like pretty shoes to wear. What if I could give a pair to poor little children everywhere? That's what I want for Christmas. When the reindeer passed my house, I was quiet as a mouse. But in my dreams I seem to see marching round the Christmas tree. Animals that never bite, never give seen any fright. Those are boys who never fight. That's what I want for Christmas. Yes, that's what I want for Christmas.
Shirley Temple there from the movie Stowaway. I think it's about 1936 or so. Just a reminder to the parents who may have a child like that, get it in writing. Get your percentage identified pretty quickly.
Excuse me?
Like, what did Ronnie Howard's parents do?
They took very little off the what? Top. Yes, they were very good with him and his brother, who was in Gentle Ben.
Eventually, they grew up to be human beings and adults.
They grew up to be human beings.
Yeah, well, I guess, all right, then, if that's what, I suppose that's the best way to do it.
Yes.
716.
They took, I think, half the percentage that normal agents would take.
I felt a vein in my forehead stood out when you said that.
I know.
I don't know, work out. I'm channeling Mr. Scrooge.
Well, they knew that the career would probably be quite short, child actors.
Well, that's
right. But look at Ronnie Howard.
Yep.
He's still going.
But you're
and
right.
He's my age.
40s, 50s, some things didn't work out. What are you going to do? 717.
Yes.
That's why. Something early for the boys and girls there then? Yes, because time now.
Yes.
Time for the Children's Corner on the Weekend Morning Show.
Well, Carol McKibben, what have you got for the boys and girls?
Well, I've got an edited version of Johann's Gift to Christmas, originally by Jack Richards, and it was published in 1972. You probably remember selling it at Eaton's book department.
I do.
Yep. Well, a very long time ago, more than 200 years ago, a very special mouse was born in the mountains of Austria. He was a quiet mouse and always seemed to be listening to something. His name was Johann. He seemed to be quiet and listening because he was quiet and listening. One day, he woke to find the air full of a beautiful sound. It was the bell in the nearby church. He snuggled up to his mother and listened. After the bell stopped, he heard other lovely sounds, different ones, all blended together. He felt as though he were floating on a cloud. This was the first time he heard the organ in the church and people singing happily along with it. When he was growing up, he ran and leaped through the grass with his brothers and sisters. But there was one thing that would stop Johann in his games, and that was music. He loved all kinds of music. When he heard the big mountain horns or people yodeling, he sat very still and listened. One day, he was listening to an outdoor concert of brass oompah-pahs and the tinkle of glockenspiels when he heard a behind him. It was a very old mouse with a shabby old scarf. "You must be Johann," said the old mouse. "I knew it because you were listening to the band so closely, and I heard you love music." "Yes, I do," said Johann. "There is nothing else that makes me feel good all over like music." "My name is Victor," said the old mouse. "I also love music, and I would like you to hear some special music." "Meet me here at sunset, said Victor. Johann could hardly wait. When they met up, Victor took Johann to the church to hear Herr Franz Xaver Gruber play music he had composed on the organ. Johann thought the music was lovely. Victor told him that he is a church mouse, which is a special mouse that lives in the church and has the opportunity to listen to music every day. When Johann went home, he told his family he wanted to be a church mouse when he grew up, and they all laughed at him. He said he wanted to listen to music every day. His father said, "You won't get fat on music. I tried some music manuscript once, and it was very dry and not much taste." One day, Johann heard that old Victor had died, and he decided to take his place. It turned out that it was cold in the winter and there wasn't much to eat in the church. Christmas was coming and there was lots of snow, but the choir was rehearsing every day, so Johann was happy but hungry. One night he was behind the organ and he saw some leather there, so he nibbled at it. The next night, he nibbled a little more. Then one night, the organ would not make a sound. Herr Gruber looked over the organ very carefully and saw that there was a mouse hole in the bellows. The church didn't have enough money to fix the bellows. Johann realized it was his fault there was a hole, and that made him feel very sorry for what he did. The minister had an idea, though. He had recently written a poem and asked Herr Gruber if he could compose some music to go with it. He could teach it to the choir and accompany them on his guitar. On Christmas Eve, the bell in the steeple rang out, and the townspeople crowded into the church. Herr Gruber struck a chord on his guitar, and the choir began to sing, and a look of delight spread over the faces of the villagers. It was beautiful. Eventually, the organ was fixed, and the repairman took the manuscript of the new song in part payment, and it spread around the world. It rings out every Christmas in hearts and voices everywhere. Ron, maybe you could play the music Herr Gruber made.
Oh,
from his CD Christmas with Silent Night at 7:27. Our last stave of Christmas Carol coming up in the next half hour is read by Richard Hurst.
Yes.
Which is available on a CD, at Dalneford for $5.
Wow.
Yes, exactly. We've been promoting that every night, I can tell you. So it'd be good to get there. Well, a movie that premiered on this day in Los Angeles, 1937.
Yes.
So many good songs in it.
Right.
Here's one.
Once there was a princess.
Was the princess you?
And she fell in love.
Was it hard to do?
It was very easy.
Anyone could see that the prince was charming. The only one for me.
Was he strong and handsome?
Was he big and tall?
There's nobody like him. Anywhere at all.
Did he say he loved you?
Did he steal a kiss?
He was so romantic, I could not resist.
The soundtrack to the movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That was Adriana Caselotti. She's the one who actually sang in the movie.
Right, you are. And the image of that Snow White, probably from a waitress in a restaurant in Winnipeg.
Yes.
At 7:29. I was going to say good news, bad news. Now, there's not much good about this because we just got to say thank you, and that is from the Winnipeg Free Press Community Review. One last hurrah at the Good Lands Cafe.
Yeah.
Cafe and Middle Eastern pita shop. Totally vegan. 679 Sargent Avenue will be hosting, its final opening mic event Thursday, December 19th. And it says 2 days before the shop closes its doors for good. So the question is whether it's open today or not. I might give a phone call.
No, I overheard him say today is the last day.
All right.
Yeah.
So come, that was for the event, of course. I did like his shawarma toasted.
Mm-hmm.
It was a solid meal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say what he's got left by now if he's closing today.
Right.
At 679.
And?
Sergeant?
We ran into this. If you are in a rush to go somewhere, go early.
Right,
or phone ahead. Because he got a little behind very early on Thursday.
And he said to us,
"Yes,
I should close every day."
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A big rush because, the end of Goodlands.
So we say thank you, Basim Hoizaima.
Yes.
For the Goodlands Cafe.
Yeah, we enjoyed it very much. And the reason he's quitting is because the building has been sold.
Right.
So he may pop up here or somewhere else.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
He didn't have anything to say about that when we asked him.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking at official, must be official, it's on the web, Eastern Orthodox Christmas. Christmas in Ukraine is celebrated on December 25th.
Right.
Since 2017, the date has been one of the official state holidays. So, of course, before that, Christmas was celebrated by many on January 7th by the Julian calendar. Something suitable then?
Yes.
Here's Fred Penner with the Husley Men's Choir.
Нас поёс Шакоб ноги граймо.
Саємо земного сіні, прославляймо.
Sarna osliati vei petstupaje.
Io svoje visko sude rosilaje. Звонимось, братья, за одного Бога. Воспеваймо мудрість про мислу Його, що не вміє Христос народжен, от Марії діви не збоблоще, Марії діви не збоблоще. Що не вміє Христос народжен,
Fred Penner, singing there with the Husli Ukrainian Folk Ensemble from his CD, Fred Penner's Christmas Time. And the song was Let Us Sing and Rejoice Today at 7:34.
That was very lovely.
Santa.
Yes.
On the horizon.
Right.
Taking care of business.
Taking care of Christmas.
Taking care of Christmas.
Randy Bachman, taking care of Christmas. Said to all a good night. A little taking care of business turned into it, taking care of Christmas.
Why not?
At 7:38.
Yeah.
Cal McKibben.
Yes.
Who are we? Where are we? Why are we?
Wake up. I'm Michael White, author of The End of Protest, A New Playbook for Revolution, and you're listening to The Saturday Morning Show, CKUW FM 95.9.
Oh, 7:38, yes. Ergo Kumquat.
Must be time.
Yeah, we've been promising. Last stave, then, for Richard Hearst's reading of A Christmas Carol.
What is going to happen to Old
Scrooge? Well, it's on a knife's edge. Could be. Well, I don't want to say anything. Put your ear a little closer to the radio, then.
Yes, and the bedpost was his own. The bed was his own. The room was his own. Best and happiest of all, the time before him was his own to make amends in. Oh, Jacob Marley, heaven and the Christmas time be praised with this. I say it on my knees, old Jacob, on my knees. He had been sobbing violently in his conflict with the spirit, and his face was wet with tears.
I don't know what to do. I'm as light as a feather. I'm as merry as a schoolboy. A merry Christmas, everyone. A happy new year to all the world. Hello there. Hello.
He was checked in his transports by the churches ringing out the lustiest peals he had ever heard. Running to the window, he opened it and put out his head.
"What's today?"
cried Scrooge, calling downward to a boy in Sunday clothes.
"Aye,"
returned the boy with all his might of wonder.
"What's today, my fine fellow?"
"Today? Why, it's Christmas Day."
"It's Christmas Day. I haven't missed it. The spirits have done it all in one night. Hello, my fine fellow."
"Hello,"
returned the boy.
"Do you know the poulterers in the next street at the corner?"
"I should hope I did,"
replied the boy.
"An intelligent boy, a remarkable boy. Do you know whether they've sold the prize turkey that was hanging up there?"
"What, the one as big as me?"
"What a delightful boy. Yes, my buck."
"It's hanging there now."
"Go and buy it, and tell them to bring it back here. Come back with the man, and I'll give you a shilling. Come back with him in less than 5 minutes, and I'll give you half a crown."
The boy was off like a shot.
"I'll send it to Bob Cratchit. It's twice the size of Tiny Tim."
He dressed himself all in his best and at last got out into the streets. The people were by this time pouring forth, and Scrooge regarded everyone with a delighted smile. He had not gone far when, coming on towards him, he beheld the portly gentleman who had walked into his counting house the day before. He knew what path lay straight before him, and he took it.
"My dear sir, how do you do? I hope you succeeded yesterday. It was very kind of you. A Merry Christmas to you, sir."
"Mr. Scrooge?"
"Yes, that is my name. And I fear it may not be pleasant to you. Allow me to ask your pardon, and if you will have the goodness..."
Here, Scrooge whispered in his ear.
"Lord bless me. My dear Mr. Scrooge, are you serious?" "Not a penny less. A great many back payments are included in it, I assure you." "My dear sir, I don't know what to say to such..." Don't say anything, please. "Come and see me. Will you come and see me?"
"I will," cried the old gentleman, and it was clear he meant to do it.
"Thank you,"
said Scrooge.
"I am much obliged to you. Bless you."
He went to church and walked about the streets and patted children on the head and questioned beggars and looked down into kitchens of houses and up to the windows and found that everything could yield him pleasure. In the afternoon, he turned his steps towards his nephew's house. He passed the door a dozen times before he had the courage to go up and knock.
"Fred?"
"Why, bless my soul, who's that?"
It's I, your Uncle Scrooge. I've come to dinner. Will you let me in, Fred?"
"Let him in. It's a mercy he didn't shake his arm off." He was at home in 5 minutes. Wonderful party, wonderful games, wonderful happiness. But he was early at the office next morning. If he could only be there first and catch Bob Cratchit coming late. And he did it. Yes, he did. The clock struck 9. No Bob. 9:15. No Bob. He was a full 18 minutes and a half behind his time. Scrooge sat with his door wide open that he might see his clerk come into the tank. Cratchit's hat was off before he opened the door, his comforter too. He was on his stool in a jiffy, driving away with his pen as if he were trying to overtake 9 o'clock.
"Hello?"
growled Scrooge in his accustomed voice, as near as he could feign it.
"What do you mean by coming here at this time of day?"
I'm very sorry, sir. I am behind my time.
"Are you?" "Yes, I think you are. Step this way, sir, if you please. It's only once a year, sir. It shan't be repeated. I was making rather merry yesterday, sir. Now I'll tell you what, my friend. I'm not going to stand for this sort of thing any longer. And therefore, I am about to raise your salary.
Bob trembled and got a little nearer to the ruler. He had a momentary idea of knocking Scrooge down with it, holding him, and calling to the people in the court for help.
A merry Christmas, Bob. A merrier Christmas, Bob, my good fellow, than I have given you for many a year. Make up the fires and buy another coal scuttle before you dot another I, Bob Cratchit.
Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all and infinitely more. And to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew. It was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if anyone alive possessed the knowledge. And may that be truly said of each one of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.
Singers to conclude our playing of the entire CD, wow. Richard Hurst's
Excellent.
Christmas Carol, boiled down for you from Dickens' originally three-hour performance, and is still available at the Down the River Museum at 61 Carlton Street there for $5. Bargain.
I wonder.
Wow.
From the CD, Christmas. Do you hear Christmas with Heather, Cookie, and Raylene Rankin? See, that came from a CBC record library as well, like a CBC. The time is 7:50.
Hi, I'm Charlie Forn, author of Mordecai, The Life and Times, and you're listening to CKUW-FM.
Now, is there time for a Christmas joke? I think there is.
You know one thing about the holiday season? You get a lot of cards at Christmas. I was in the post office the other day. The woman in front of me wanted to buy some stamps for her Christmas cards. The guy at the counter asked her, "What denomination do you want?" She couldn't believe he asked her that. But she said, "I guess you better give me 20 Catholic and 10 Presbyterian."
Thank you, Bob.
Very bad.
Bob Dylan there.
Bob Dylan.
7:50, yep. You know what December 24th is?
Well, it's Christmas Eve, but...
And it's the start of Hanukkah.
I was going to say Christmas is not the only holiday at this time of year.
Right,
you are. Or celebration, I should say.
So we have a song.
Yes.
Oh, Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horror. Gather round the table and we'll give you a treat. Sevevon to play with and levevot to eat. Oh, Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horror. Gather round the table and we'll give you a treat. Sevevon to play with and levevot to eat. And while we candles are burning bright, one for each night, oh, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night, oh, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago.
Oh, Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horror. Gather round the table and we'll give you a treat. Sevevon to play with and levevon to eat. Oh, Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah.
Easy Tees, as they were from their cassette Seasons Bleatings, the acapella knuckleheads, as they were known. One of them being Jester James Hickerson, who plays guitar, accompanying me reading of Christmas Carol. That'll happen tonight. Last reading that's tickets available. Tonight at 7:30, come for 7. House is open, you can tour the house. A couple of tour guides there for you as well.
Nice.
Showtime at 7:30. We take a break after third stay for a hot drink. Start at 7:30 and you'll be out the door at 9.
Right.
With some thoughts about Christmas. Well, as you well know, if you just heard the last leave of A Christmas Carol.
Right.
7:53. Carol McKim, there's been a change.
Well, you know, the city has been plowing all the residential streets.
Yep.
And while they've been plowing the residential streets, you could park on the winter zone streets.
Yep.
Well, that'll be all over now. The city is thanking you for your patience and cooperation.
Mm.
But a reminder, the annual winter route parking ban is once again in effect daily from 2 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Bingo.
However, if your residential street was not cleaned as scheduled, you can contact 311 to make a report or submit a request using the quick and convenient snow removal request form.
Come down to the manger, see the little stranger, wrapped in swaddling, Lord, the Prince of Peace. The wheels start turning, torches start burning, and the
the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. A shepherd on the hillside, where over my flock I abide. On a cold winter night, a band of angels sing. In a dream I heard a voice say, fear not, come rejoice. It's the end of the beginning, praise the newborn King. How a little baby boy bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Saw it with my own eyes, written up in the sky. The wise simple herdsman such as I. And then it came to pass, he was born at last. Right below the star that shines on high. How a little baby boy bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. Must be Christmas, must be tonight. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Be tonight.
Song, Christmas Must Be Tonight, sung by the band at 7:57. Carol McKibben,
yes.
What about, we haven't given the people a free bonus jumble word from today's Winnipeg
well,
Free Press.
Let's see if you can get this one. W-R-T-E-H.
Through.
Yes.
He threw a glance across the room. There you go. At 7:58.
Well done.
Just beyond Christmas, something for you.
Yes.
Crestview United Church, their speakers list and upcoming events. That's at 316 Hamilton. January 21st, Kelly Leesk, owner of Prairie Originals, will be planting a butterfly garden.
Ooh,
so they take a plan to
nice.
List to the future to carry you through the winter.
Yes.
316 Hamilton, 7:30 unless otherwise specified. I don't see anything specified. That's the 2024 speaker list and upcoming events. Crestview United Church. And there's more.
Yes.
I picked this up at the Winnipeg Public Library, the Harvey Smith branch, our branch.
Right.
Which is in the Cindy Clausen complex.
Okay.
So when you're in the library, pick up the different things that are available for you there.
Right.
I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We'll be back next Saturday morning. Hope you can join us then, 6 until 8. Stay tuned now for Green Planet Monitor. We want to wish you and all our listeners, thank you for listening to us through the year, and happy Merry Christmas.
Yes, to one and all.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Well, there's old Grandpappy, and he sure looks happy with Granny just a-slapping her knees. There's old Aunt Mary with fun.